It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Happy Valentine's Day, Kelly.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Are you prepared?
I'm just going to say real quick, out the jump, it's going to get really awkward on this show at around 8:30.
Okay.
So, you may have to either set an alarm in your phone to listen or to come back and listen to the podcast, as we've allowed ChatGPT to write Valentine's Day poems for one another.
That
you will read to me and I will read to you.
Oh, why?
So if-
why did you do that? Why did you do that? Why? Why?
Because it felt right in the moment, and then after seeing what it produced, I'm like, oh.
Oh no. I didn't scroll down that far.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Show sheet. I don't think I want to.
Maybe you just need to be surprised.
I think that's probably
at what you
best.
Okay. All right. So anyways, this is just a reminder to maybe check back on the podcast or if you can listen in around 8:30 or so.
Oh no. Why did you do that? Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought it would be funny. And it's going to be awkward.
Is this like romance novel level? Did it get confused? Did it think it was writing a romance novel?
I'll say there are two versions. We'll do both. One of them is more a lighthearted, friendly one.
Oh, okay. Wait. Does it have like categories of Valentine's Day? Like Valentine's Day for co-workers? Did you put that part in there, or did you just say just write me some Valentine's Day poems?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, I just left it up to AI to figure that out.
Oh, great.
So yeah.
Oh no.
So one of them is lighthearted and fun.
Okay.
The other one is not.
Oh my god. Do we need to slap a rating on these?
No, I don't think so.
Is this sassy ChatGPT?
Listen, I'm not answering any more of your questions.
Okay.
But I will say, when kids, when the fifth graders ask if you and I are married.
Oh gosh. This is not going to help that. This is going to be confusing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Listen, Kelly, you and I have done a lot together, all right?
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm not looking at it.
No, you're fine. I'm not doing it. You're fine.
I'm not doing it.
Everything will be fine. It's fine.
It's fine. We're fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, and so it's a show surrounded by Valentine's Day and fun.
It's a
like
day
that.
Of love.
So misconnections, yes, has a Valentine's Day yearn to it. So that's exciting. Our group therapy. We're going to try to get Sarah on the phone. Like I don't know. The message she sent. She's going to have to convince us that she is not bat blank crazy, because the way it reads, it sounds like she might be.
Well, she might have gotten herself into a little bit of a pickle.
Yeah. Anyways, so that with group therapy, we've got phone taps this hour, setting the bar stories this hour, and then a feel good.
Yeah, for balance. And this is a really good one. Yes. Founded on WLKY.
All right.
A JCPS school bus driver noticed that there was something bothering one of his first graders. And then what happened next is just another example of why they're so special.
All right. Good deal. Every hour we give you feel-good stories. Kelly Kay.
This is a really good one, highlighting a JCPS bus driver. Saw this on WLKY. Larry Farish is the driver. He noticed 6-year-old Levi, who's a first grader at Englehard Elementary, was a little sad when he got on the bus. And he said, you know, I asked him what's going on, what happened, thinking that something might have happened at the bus stop. And he just looked up and said he didn't have pajamas.
Aww.
And it was pajama day. So after Larry dropped off the kids at school, he went to the store and bought Levi some pajamas, came back to the school, and dropped them off.
And I said, well, this morning you were crying, and I felt it. So I want your day to be a little bit better. And I asked him, I said, would you try the pajamas on when you get to class and have a great day?
My face was like this.
Do you still have the pajamas now that Larry gave you?
Yeah.
Do you wear them?
Yeah.
A lot of times we're the first person after their parents leave that they see, and we're the last person they see before they go home. So we can make a big difference in a child's life just by saying good morning.
Aw, that's great.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yep.
Great story. You can see the entire thing. And he's so cute in his pajamas, too, at WDJX.com.
It's a weird, voyeuristic sort of peek inside the relationship of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift that we're getting to see. And especially since he is mic'd for, well, one, he has that podcast with his brother that he just spills the dirt, which is
sure.
kind
of... They hold nothing back, right, which I appreciate.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so it's so different from a lot of the other, like, A-celebrity sort of relationships that we see in the news, right?
Absolutely.
And couple that with the fact that Travis Kelce is mic'd for the entire game, for the Super Bowl, you know, for the NFL Network and stuff like that. So they can kind of see, you know, and hear the sounds. Not just Travis, but a lot of the players are, right?
Uh-huh.
So they can kind of hear. So anyways, we got a chance to hear the moments that Travis sees Taylor on the field for the first time after the Super Bowl. Like I said, it's kind of a voyeuristic sort of thing, but I'm kind of here for it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for coming, baby.
I cannot believe that.
Thank you.
I can't believe you.
Thank you for the support.
How do you
Thank you for coming. Thank you for making it across halfway across the world. You're the best, baby.
Oh, my God.
The absolute best. Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
That's so sweet.
That's so sweet.
I know. I mean, you know, you're getting a chance to hear them just have real, raw moments, which I think is pretty cool because it's... You know, I know they both know that they are 100% being filmed and recorded at all time.
You know what? And she has, you know, kind of run the gamut with.
Oh, yeah.
She was public with relationships and then she got real private.
Oh, real private.
You heard nothing about Joe when she
nothing.
Dated him for 6 years. And now this is the most public
right.
she's been
right.
dating anyone. And she seems to be embracing it, which I think is fantastic. I think it's helpful that everybody's been on board with this whole story because we were there from the very beginning
uh-huh.
when he like put it out there, was shooting a shot.
When he shot a shot, yes.
Yeah. It was really cute, and we were kind of rooting for it from the very beginning because of that.
I know.
I think they're just riding the wave.
I love so many people saying, thank you, Travis, for shooting your shot because my life is so much more fulfilled now. And
well, it's like a real-life dating show playing out in front of us.
It is.
With two very famous people.
Kelly, I'm going to do it.
Don't do it.
It's kind of amazing that we have audio.
Oh, stop it. No, you're not. You're not.
Of the first time.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Don't do that. Don't do it. You're going to spoil it for all the Swifties. They're going to be mad.
Of the first time.
Oh, don't anger the Swifties.
They saw each other naked.
No. Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
And with that, we go back to being professional DJs. And yes, this is Taylor Swift. Is It Over Now?
No.
Taylor's version from the vault.
Swifties, send your complaints and your rage to Ben Davis.
Come on now. That's funny.
And Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Steve said, hey, Ben and Kelly, my brother Scotty always tells me about the random calls he gets at work from people confusing his company with another that has a similar name but sells products for people with hearing impairments.
Okay.
I can't believe it's taken me this long to think this would make a funny phone tap. LOL. Wouldn't it be funny if, for his birthday, you gave him a little call?
Yeah, so Robert Hossenpepper, his dad, needs some help with, well, you guessed it, hearing aids. So here's Scotty in to help. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello, this is Scotty speaking.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, can I help you?
What? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes. Hello there.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I purchased some hearing aids from your company, and I'm not sure they're really working right.
Uh-oh.
We don't sell hearing aids.
You what?
We don't sell hearing aids?
Isn't this the company?
Oh, I see what happened. This is the company. Our name is similar, but we're not the company you're looking for. We don't sell hearing aids.
Hang on. Who's this?
Mm-hmm. Scotty?
Terry? Okay, Terry. All you have to do is talk to me on the phone and let me adjust my hearing aids as you talk.
Okay, well, I hope you can find someone to help you with that. I should go now.
I live alone. It'll only take a minute.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Well, you talk and I'll adjust my controller here to test my hearing aids.
Okay, talking normally, talking, I don't know what you want me to say, sir.
Okay, I think it's getting better. Now, talk like in a low voice and then a high voice, just to cover all the kinds of voices I might hear.
I don't know, sir. I should really get back to work here.
Well, Sandy, you're really helping me out. Just say a few words kind of low and then some words kind of high.
Here are some words down low. Here are some words up high.
Okay. Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear. Now do it again, but lower and higher this time.
No, I feel really stupid here.
Oh, you gotta understand, you're helping an old man out. It's not stupid.
All right. Here are some words down low, and here are some words up high.
Can you sing me a song?
No, I can't really sing.
Could you sing Happy Birthday?
No, I'm not going to sing Happy Birthday.
Oh, just a little Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday to you.
Happy Birthday to you. Happy Birthday, dear Dada. Happy Birthday to you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You can't sing. That was horrible.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just trying to help you.
Well...
You know, it actually is my birthday today, so people should be singing to me right now.
You're kidding me. Today's your birthday?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
I knew that because your brother, Steve, told us to call you today to put you on 99.7 EJX for this phone tap. Scotty, it's Ben Davis. It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Oh my god, and Steve did this?
Yes, it was all Steve. Blame him.
Oh man, that was awesome. You guys got me good.
Oh, and Scotty, happy birthday to you.
That was terrible.
Oh, what
took
a
it like a champ.
I mean, once he heard, I live alone.
I know. He was like,
He's like, I can't. That was my accent. I can't now.
I can't hang up on this dude.
I can't.
Oh, there you go. That's your phone tap.
Oh, bless his heart.
Yep. On 99.7 DJX.
I hope somebody sings to him a little bit better than that. Though.
Yeah, you know? Would be nice. How much money would you spend for a chance at taking off your clothes and running through the most watched television event of all time?
$0. I don't think I want to do that. I don't think you can pay me any sort of amount of money.
Well, guess what? This is a setting the bar story.
Got it.
That would be what, Kelly?
That's an example of what not to do.
Okay, so if you can manage to make it through the day without spending $42,000 to try and streak at the Super Bowl, you're doing okay.
Ooh. Wow.
His name, Alex Gonzalez.
Hey, Alex.
Yep.
Welcome to the show.
He decided he was going to spend $42,000 so he and his friend could get front row seats at the Super Bowl.
That's how much that costs.
To try and place a bet, a prop bet, that there would be a streaker
Oh, and then he would make sure that they won that bet by being the streaker.
You know,
genius
the point
plan.
Was to make money as I was going to stream, right? Because, you know, you could go to a bookie and you could bet if somebody's going to streak, you could pay up to 1,000x. And I'm like, dude, this is a no-brainer. And ended up having that the bet doesn't exist. It's non-existent. And then I'm like, damn.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, wait,
so
wait, wait.
That's
so
the
you
other...
thought it was a real bet, then it wasn't a real bet?
Yeah, that's the other part of the set of the bar story.
Oh, no.
Make sure that the prop bet that you're going to bet on is real.
Oh, gosh.
I am in too deep at this point where I can't back out anymore.
What, buddy? You can always
you
back
can.
Out.
You can because you know the authorities are going to speak to you afterwards,
and you're
going to
get kicked out.
Yes.
So I bought the tickets the day before the Super Bowl. There were 42,000. Got it for me and my friend. We were front row.
Yep, front row. And I do remember a moment, and maybe you caught it, when one of the announcers, Jim Nance, I want to say, said, oh, there looks like there's a streaker
yes,
on the field.
I remember hearing they didn't show
they
it, though.
They did not show it, so he did not even get the satisfaction of being on camera.
You know, the guys, they're just doing their job, you know what I mean? I was trying to run as fast as I can, but there's more of them than there is of me, so they caught it to me pretty quick. As soon as I saw I was cornered, I just threw myself to the floor, put my hands behind my back. I knew I was already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's what I just want to know the logistics of where does he disrobe, and does anybody see that happening, and does anybody like... Obviously, they didn't stop it before he was able to run a little bit.
Yeah, so if he's front row, he's got to probably take his clothes off in his seat and jump the little barrier and then just start running like
oh
the Dickens. Pun intended. All right, so again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without spending $42,000 to try and streak at the Super Bowl, and as a secondary setting the bar, winning a prop bet that there isn't one, then
oh,
you're
gosh.
Doing okay.
Oh, listen, so I just also need to know, where do you get $42,000 to blow on the Super Bowl?
Hey, Mom and Dad, I got a favor.
Can you float me some cash?
Yeah, exactly. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, this is a man for woman shopping for love on Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
You were grocery shopping on Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh. Oh, we did it again?
Yeah.
Right, we're sticking to that. All right.
You'd think autocorrect would have bailed this dude out.
Yep, nope, it didn't.
You were grocery shopping on Valentine's Day. You have blonde hair, were wearing a gray jacket, and had earbuds in.
Uh-huh.
You were the most beautiful woman I have ever seen in person.
Oh, good start.
We passed by each other a couple times. You briefly smiled at me. I felt very intimidated. Then I embarrassed myself by running my cart into the can display, knocking it over.
Oh, no! Oh, I bet she noticed that.
I wanted to run away.
Yeah.
But you glanced over one more time before going to the checkout, and I knew you were the one.
Oh, okay.
To show you I'm serious, I wrote you a poem.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
As Spider-Man, I'd weave you a web.
Okay.
Lure you and catch you in it. So you couldn't just smile and walk away after talking less than a minute.
Oh, boy.
You're my personal Wonder Woman.
He likes heroes, superheroes.
Be my heroine, my Valentine.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Valentine?
Let me show you why you should choose me, and I'll buy you some delicious wine.
Wait. So if he's trying to stick with Ryman, it should be Wyme, right?
I know.
That didn't even give him a clue?
Anyway, I'd really like to talk to you and would love to hear from you.
Oh, bless his heart. Also, I hope that maybe he just peruses the Valentine's Day card aisle. That might help.
It's...
Maybe.
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Bless his heart. This is a woman for man. Will we ever meet again, Prince Josh?
Oh.
We do have a name.
We do have a name.
All right. Your name was Josh, I think.
Mm-hmm.
and I first met you many years ago.
Oh.
I don't know why you came to my mind lately and why I even decided to go out on a limb and reach out on the Craigslist.
Oh.
Where the crazies seem to be, LOL. But I figured, why not, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hook up with you, and for some reason, that intrigued you.
Playing hard to get, I like that.
All right, it's a good game plan. We had a Disney song competition, and it was magical.
Huh?
Bibbidi bobbidi booyah!
What?
I only seen you two times. We're not great on grammar.
Oh, no.
I've noticed. I only seen you two times. We were gonna run away to Hollywood and make it big together, winky face.
Mm.
Just Prince Josh and his princess. That is, if we ever meet again, right?
Aw.
Happy Valentine's Day, Pookie.
Oh.
If you see this and think it's you, tell me what game we played and what happened during that game and what instrument you played.
What?
Toot toot all aboard, because I'm ready for my prince.
What? That is so random. A Disney song competition?
Yes.
A game? An instrument?
Yep.
They're running away to Hollywood?
Yes.
Wow.
They made big plans, apparently.
Wow.
A few years ago. Sorry, many years ago.
Yeah,
don't even know how many years ago.
No, don't know.
All right.
Well, if you're searching for your love at the grocery store or Prince Josh.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of hope for Prince Josh to see that, especially if it's been many years.
It can be one thing.
Craigslist missed connections. Magical, though.
Magic.
I really wish that I could have heard the song competition.
I know. The Disney song competition.
Yes.
Bibbidi bobbidi booyah. The instrument. Yeah. Like, what instrument is it? Is it a saxophone? Is it a flute? Is it a trumpet?
Probably some sort of horn.
Horn. All right. It's Misconnections. 99.7 DJX. Good morning.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Hi. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi, guys.
Thank you for allowing us, first of all, to give you a call about this. Because honestly, when I saw your email, I had opinions about you and your character. So I am so happy that you allowed us to give you a call, so maybe you can say in your own words what's going on.
I gotta tell you, I don't know where else to go, so I'm really glad you guys call. I really sort of not clear. I don't know. I'm looking for a little like brotherly guidance here.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Sisterly, yeah. There's this new guy that started at my office. It's been a few weeks, and you know, physically adorable, like. Mm-hmm. Totally my type. And he seems to have his head on straight. He just seems like he's really interesting. And he's been paying a little attention to me. And so I really want to try and start something, you know? I want to shoot my shot.
Okay.
But there's a bit of a backstory. And, you know, I sent it to you all so you know. According to my coworkers, you know, these are people that I see every day, but I don't really know them that well. But they think that I'm in a pretty serious relationship, and that I've been in this for a bunch of years, like 4 years.
Okay, so explain why they would get that impression.
Well, sort of what I told them, and I wanted them to believe that it was true.
Am I getting this right that you manufactured a fake relationship for 4 years in their eyes?
You could say it that way.
Okay.
I mean, I would sort of say it nicer, but that's basically true.
Okay.
I mean, you get really tired of everyone having these romantic weekends and these great dates, and everyone like, well, what's new with you? I'm like, nothing.
Okay.
So I started to send myself, you know, flowers on Valentine's Day and, you know, cards on my birthday. And, you know, I made up a story about Danny, who the pilot. And, okay. You know, he's usually flying when we have like events, so he can't show up to happy hour.
Sure.
But we take lots of interesting trips, and I can't believe I'm telling you all this. It's kind of stupid, but, you know, they ask about my weekend. And so I make stuff up about how, you know, he uses his private pilot license and we go to school vacations, and I may have some pictures of me and Danny, you know, on my desk, somebody I found online when I was Googling. Gosh.
How did
okay,
you?
Okay, so you have. I was going to ask if you, if they asked for pictures, like, oh, what's he look like? So you found someone online that's him?
Yeah, I found sort of a photo of, you know, there's all these stock photo sites. So I just sort of picked a guy that seemed like he was pretty hot and, you know, did some photo shopping. And
what coworker is going to fact check a photo? Like,
right, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I get it.
Right. I mean, I didn't pick somebody, you know, I didn't pick somebody famous, you know.
Okay. That's probably smart. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So here's my dilemma, right? I want to fake a breakup. I want to end this, you know, relationship that's not real. But I really want this. I'm like really tempted by the new guy. And so
yeah.
I need to figure out, like, how to tell everybody I've broken up. And then I'm supposed to, like, wait a certain time so the new guy doesn't think that I'm still on a rebound. And
right. Would hate for him to think that you're nuts like that. Right.
Well, but she's right. Like, you don't want to immediately break up and then immediately shoot your shot with someone else because that looks bad, right?
Exactly. Thank you. Yes.
1,000%.
So how long am I supposed to wait until I tell everybody we've broken up to when I can actually, like, feel like it's, you know.
You break up immediately, but then it's, okay, what's the appropriate waiting period in everyone's eyes before you
right.
start, like, saying, hey, so-and-so in accounting, pretty hot. I don't know. What
okay, so,
in,
so
but,
Sarah,
yes.
can I summarize? Yes, can I summarize for everyone kind of what I'm hearing from you? You have made up a boyfriend and are dating yes. someone who isn't real, and now someone who has moved into your office space and works next to your coworker is real. You want to shoot your shot with,
yeah.
but you can't because you are
your
dating
fake boyfriend,
an imaginary boyfriend, and you want
and
to
have
break
been
up
for 4 years,
and you want to break up with
yeah.
this long-term imaginary boyfriend, and you want to know
yeah.
how long until you can ask out the real guy. Okay, all right. I just want to make sure
right.
that I've got
so,
it all
yeah.
out.
Yeah. So, like, if you're a real person, a real man, and you know that you think somebody's had a 4-year relationship that's been serious, right?
Yeah.
So, how long do I need to wait so that he's not freaked out that it's just a relationship, that I'm just on the rebound and I don't really like it?
Have you played out a breakup scenario in your head? Like, is it just going to be, well, he's just gone all the time and it just ran its course, or did he cheat, or what's the scenario behind the breakup? Do we know that yet?
I haven't figured that one out yet. I mean, okay. it could definitely be that he's really unavailable.
Right.
I mean, I hate to have him cheating, right? Because that, like,
your coworkers think he's a good guy.
And I built him up to be a really nice guy, and I don't want him to be hated now. You know,
like, honestly, Sarah, yeah. you should be writing romance novels.
You should.
Like, this is, you have embodied this character. You have embodied this scenario.
Listen, pick up a Colleen Hoover book or two and read those, because your life is playing out like one of those.
That's a good idea.
All right, but Sarah,
I mean,
this is
a
writer.
They're probably really good at this, right?
Yeah. Well, yes.
This is a judgment-free yeah. zone. So I appreciate you again for allowing us to talk to you about this. I think we've got a lot of people checking in, and I want to warn you that our listeners tend to have zero filter when it comes to the thoughts that come in their brain and come out their fingers and their mouth.
Right.
So,
well, yes. But yeah. listen, we need the advice to be twofold. We need to, I guess, confirm the breakup scenario. And then B, we have to find out how long you have to wait until you shoot your shot.
Right. I mean, like, I'd love to hear from, like, any guys that would, like,
yeah.
wonder, you know,
I would
when
too.
It would be okay to get into a real relationship with someone after they've broken up with someone.
Yeah. I would
you
too.
Know? Right.
I would too.
Yeah,
Sarah,
for sure.
Hang tight. We'll help you, okay? Thank you, and I hope everything works out for you. I really do.
Thank you.
Yes, I hope that you get a real live boyfriend soon.
Hey, bye.
Terry's like just texting. Just drop the call. Just drop the call. Just slowly fade away. Andrew's like, we're really over here fabricating a lie for a lie in real time.
Listen, let's try not to judge.
No, yeah, it's a judgment-free zone. But we're in a pickle. We've been in a pickle for 4 years.
All right, so, hey, you know what? Just whatever you'd like to comment, you can. 502-795-1997. Let's help Sarah out. It's 99.7 DJX. So we just got off the phone with Angela, who, by the way, I'm sorry, Sarah, who, by the way, not her real name, has the
Angela or Sarah, neither one of them is the real name.
Yeah, right. Has the hots for a new coworker, started at her company. Tiny problem. She has a fake boyfriend to break up with first.
You just really summed that up real quickly. Yes, we have photoshopped pictures of vacations.
Yeah.
He is a pilot, which explains why he's never been around for anything for them to meet him in person. And so now there's a guy that she really does like, and she wants to shoot her shot with him, but she needs to A, break up with the fake boyfriend, and B, how long do we wait before it doesn't look bad going for a new guy?
Angela.
We're thinking crazy train. I'm sorry. She's worried about hurting the feelings and making her imaginary boyfriend look bad. She's been fabricating this for 4 years.
Listen, she doesn't want to make him a bad guy.
She doesn't want to make her imaginary boyfriend a bad guy.
Angela, you can't sit here and talk to us and say that you've never fabricated a boyfriend before.
Never, ever. Except for maybe when I was like a little kid, you know, playing house.
Sure.
That was about it. Those were a long time, those days. A grown woman, 4 years, that's quite excessive to let this lie go.
Okay, so Angela, what's your thought? How do we proceed? What's our next step?
What, think about if this guy found out, what do you think he would think about this girl that he start seeing having been in a long-term serious relationship of such fabrications for 4 years where she sends herself flowers?
I get it, Angela.
The one thing that people keep hinging on is the length of time she kept up that ruse.
Yeah, I was going to say, had it only been maybe one time and like, oh, look, so-and-so sent me flowers. Maybe that's something that you're like, oh,
A lot of people have sent themselves flowers on Valentine's Day. That part's not unusual. But then we have crafted this entire scenario with photoshopped pictures.
Yeah, that is a little bit crazy. Angela, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. I don't like to be judgy and harsh, but
yes,
you know, you've got to have some honest truth here, some honest love.
All right, thank you, Angela.
So Jessica's saying, you know, all right, so if they've been in a relationship for a while, you can maybe say you broke up a little while ago, didn't want to tell anybody yet, though.
Right.
So that will give them some time that they've already been broken up, so maybe wait a couple more months, which will then seem like it's been twice as long, and I think she's good with the new guy at work.
Okay, so here, can we, I don't want to bash her.
No, we've already done that.
Now we
need to help.
But I honestly think maybe this was a thing that just started like a snowball down the mountain.
Yes. It got to a point where she couldn't get off the train.
Now it's like, oh gosh, now I've all of a sudden dug myself this hole. They think there's this guy, they ask, and now she feels embarrassed whenever they bring him up, where it's like, I can't say he's not real now. Like, this is weird. And then all of a sudden this new coworker comes and she's like, okay, now what do I do? And so maybe this has just been building and building and building and building and building. I honestly think she would be a great romance novelist. Like, start writing blogs, short stories. My gosh, she could embody this.
Colleen Hoover writes some romance novels for sure. She's kind of living one. Now, Jason is rolling in trying to help on Facebook. First of all, there are people in real relationships that lie about worse.
Yes,
as
true.
For this lady, she could tell them that he cheated or whatever, had a kid with someone else.
I mean,
stuff like that.
They've
been over for years. She's just been out of love for him for a long time or something, and always flying. He's never home. There's lots of scenarios you could go with.
I think you maybe even just tell your coworkers, if they are the nosy type and care, where it's like, hey, look, we've been growing apart for a while, and I didn't want to tell you guys, but we are no longer a thing, and we haven't been for a while. Maybe you just say that.
I think
and
it's
you leave
as
it at that,
that,
and then you just go on and try to shoot your shot with new guy. So, okay, can we just say good luck?
Yes,
and we hope all is well.
And maybe next time, if we
next time,
I'm saying after, if we shoot our shot with new coworker and we start a relationship with him, and if we break up down the line, and then we want to, let's not make up relationships in the future.
I was going to say, we don't mention this to anyone else ever.
No,
again,
we don't.
This is where it ends.
No, we don't.
This is where it ends.
We, yes.
This
we
is a fun little.
Move on. We don't talk about the past.
This is a fun little freak flag that you've flown. And,
hit the
and
Tony
you can,
Melito button. And hit it.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we do here.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The
right?
past is the past.
That's right. Past is the past. Let's move on. Let's move on, Sarah. All
right.
All right. Thank you. That is group therapy.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Brittany's got one more. Always flying pilot has a secret family in Tucson. Bam. Done.
You know what? No reason to drag Tucson into this. All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Mike calling us from Jeffersonville. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you? Say hi
I'm
to Kelly.
Good.
Hi.
Hey, Kelly.
How are you?
I'm good.
Mike's got brown hair, drives a Ford, works at Ford also, and is happily with someone, has been together for about a month. So this is a fun little first Valentine's Day for you guys, right?
Ooh.
Right.
Nice.
Do you have plans? Are you going to do something?
Possibly.
Yeah, you know, it is a little bit awkward. I'm going to tell you that when you start dating someone right around kind of a gift-giving sort of holiday, I remember starting to date my wife. We officially started dating like near the beginning of October. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, you're rolling right into Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that stuff. And she had her birthday too. So,
oh, wow. That's
a
lot.
I know. It's kind of like, you know, pressure of like, what's too much to get for a gift? What's not enough sort of thing. So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good about it.
All right.
Okay. Flowers, chocolates. I think you can't go wrong with that, right?
Right. She's listening, so I can't really say what.
Tell you what,
all
Mike,
right, forget
Mike's,
this conversation
listen,
ever happened.
Mike's girlfriend, if you're listening, he's got something real special for you, all right? He's planning something real
listen,
nice.
That sounds back alley and creepy. I don't think we say it like that.
I don't think I like his idea.
Okay. He's like, please, can we just play the game?
All right,
please.
Mike, we're going to play a little kid, drunk adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
You're going to hear three stories. You have to determine, did the story occur when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
I once jumped in a bush with my pants down on a dare.
Oh, ouchie. Probably a little stabby.
Maybe.
Ouchie.
I mean, that sounds like something I would do now as a drunken adult, so I'm going to go with drunken adult.
Yeah, you're saying drunken adult.
All right. You know what? I'll go along with you on that.
Listen, this is why Mike's girlfriend's with him. She knows that wild side. She knows that wild side. All right. So you both say drunk adult?
Yep.
I was a little semi-drunk kid.
Wait, hang on.
I'm sorry. Wait. Are we doing both? Is this half
wait,
a point?
Wait, is this a drunk kid? Hang wow. on a second, lady.
What happened?
Mike, I think we'll give you a half a point on that one.
Yeah.
I was 10 years.
I think I hit that one on the technicality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think you might be able to argue that. Yeah, for sure.
I was 10 years old. I was very, very sick and was given medicine that back then had maybe 5 to 10% alcohol in it. I decided to drink a little bit more than what I needed so that way I could get to sleep. Uh-oh. But instead it made me loopy and I was dared to jump in a bush with my pants down.
Okay.
Well, you can't turn down a dare.
No, you can't turn down a dare.
When you're loopy on cold medicine.
All right. I guess, Mike, we're going to give you that just because she was drunk. So, all right. You're one for one here. Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
I was at a sleepover. Took my clothes off in the living room.
Okay, hang on a second. We're already
at a sleepover?
We're two in, and we have zero clothes on either one of them. All right, here. Love this. Here, let me start this over again.
I was at a sleepover. Took my clothes off in the living room and laid down and went to bed. right then and there.
All right.
Okie dokie. All right.
God, I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult?
It has to be drunk adult, right? Because I feel like as a kid, you're going to know not to get naked in a living room,
I mean, unless you're on cold medication.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Sticking with drunk adult.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep, yeah, you were. There you go. Absolutely. Two for two, Mike.
One of my girlfriends had come home from college for the summer, and she had a big sleepover. We were drinking wine coolers and watching rom-coms, and I had fallen asleep during it, so my friend woke me up to go to bed. Apparently, I was fine in that moment with bed being right where I was. Stripped down, grabbed a blanket, and passed out in the recliner.
Aw, ain't that sweet.
Passed out in the recliner.
That's so sweet.
Wow.
All right, Mike, you're not doing too bad. Two for two so far here, little kid drunk adult. Let's get to the last one, okay?
All right.
I got a large beer nut stuck up my nose and had to go to the ER.
Oh.
You know, that is a...
I'm going to say a little kid.
Little kid? Okay. All right, little kid.
Yeah, I mean, they do have a wall of things
right.
They have extracted from children's noses. So I'm going to go along with you on that one.
Okay. Both of you saying little kid?
I was a little kid.
Yeah. 3 for 3, Mike. Love that. Ooh.
My brother and I were trying to see how far we can shove beer nuts up our nose.
Good game.
You know what? We could just end it there.
Fun game.
I won, but then I also lost.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. All right.
And as a mother, I am just thanking my lucky stars I didn't have to be that mom, taking them to the ER saying, listen, my kid shoved something up their nose and we can't get it out. I didn't have to be that mom, and what a blessing.
Have you ever had anything stuck in your body, Mike?
Wait a second, his girlfriend's listening.
Oh, well.
I have not.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I know that's a weird question to answer,
but it was really personal. It was personal.
Have anything stuck in your body. All right, hey, Mike, congratulations, you're a winner, buddy.
Yay!
All right. 4-pack of tickets, Disney on Ice. Congrats. Have a happy Valentine's Day, okay?
Appreciate it.
All right. Hang on another quick sec. We're going to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
All right.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have a great, great Valentine's Day. I can sense it.
I hope so.
They're going to get married.
Wow.
I said that out loud. I know.
All right. No pressure.
Sorry. Maybe.
No pressure, Mike's girlfriend or Mike. Okay.
I just have a good feeling about it.
If you want to be a part of Little Kid Drunk Adult.
Yes, we need your stories. Otherwise, this segment does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
So send us a little voice note. Give us a little teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
I already got my wife some flowers. Got them last night. Cut them. Put them in a vase. So she would have fresh flowers this morning. AKA Valentine's Day.
That's wonderful. I kind of did the same thing. I left a little gift bags out for my son, my daughter, and my husband. And hubby and I have already been doing some candy swapping.
Is that a euphemism?
No, it's actually swapping real candy because turns out he's a bigger fan of Baby Ruth than the whatchamacallits I gave him. So we swapped out a few.
Okay. Okay. My wife always does something special for my daughters, every Valentine's Day. And you know, we're not typically like a Valentine's-y sort of thing, but, you know, today's a day. And whether or not you think it's an industry that's made up for the candy and the card industry and stuff like that, and the flower industry, whatever, do it. Show,
I'm not mad at candy and flowers.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at them at all.
Show your special person and people in your life that you care about them. And do that. Now, is it appropriate to give maybe a coworker a Valentine's Day card?
I would say probably no.
So on Good Morning...
You and I have never celebrated Valentine's Day, and we've worked together a very long time.
Yeah, on Good Morning Britain, they brought this up. They kind of debated whether or not people should send Valentines to coworkers.
Valentine's Day is a celebration of love. It's just something that is between two people that are romantically involved. Sending out Valentine's Day cards, it's like cold calling. And it's, I feel, hiding behind a holiday to express your intent. If you can't say the words, any other time of the year. You probably shouldn't say them on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so kind of that person saying probably not appropriate if you aren't already dating to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree. Leave it to your spouse or your kids.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right, so coming up next, I thought this might be kind of fun.
Let's get real inappropriate.
Well, ChatGPT is AI, right? A lot of people use ChatGPT for all sorts of stuff. So I thought it might be fun to see what AI could create when it came to Valentine's Day. I just gave it a couple prompts, all right?
Were the prompts you gave it?
And so one of them was just write a funny Valentine poem. So we'll see what that comes up with. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, I didn't give it any limits. I just said, hey, write me something.
Oh, you gave it no limits? And yeah. It's spitting out this. Okay.
Okay. So coming up next, Kelly and I will read the funny Valentine to one another that ChatGPT brought up. Happy Valentine's Day.
The music. Okay.
So if you're not the poetic kind, don't fear. There is now AI. And we thought it might be fun to see what AI could create when it came to Valentine's Day. So we had it write some different poems. One of them just prompted it with, hey, write me a humorous Valentine's Day poem. And then the other two are, one of them's more romantic, and then the other one just kind of
went off the rails a little?
Let it just create.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So...
Did you put our names in this too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Great.
Yes.
Okay.
So would you like to start for me or would I like to start for you?
Why don't you go ahead and start?
Okay. So this is, the first one is more the humorous for Kelly. To Kelly, my laughter's source. On Valentine's Day, let's veer off course.
Oh, God.
Your joke's a comedy that never ends.
Oh, wow.
In your humor, my heart transcends.
That's cute.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Kelly, your wit, no one outdoes you. On this day of love, let's share a jest, a chuckle-filled day, the very best.
Oh, my gosh.
You're the punchline to my every line.
Oh, wow.
In your company... life's a Valentine.
Oh, that's so great.
So here's to laughter, love, and fun. Happy Valentine's Day, my witty one. Look at that.
Oh, Hallmark, eat your heart out. Wow.
Look at that.
Okay.
All right, so you have one for me?
I sure do.
Oh, good.
To Ben, my partner in jest.
Oh, okay.
On Valentine's, let's be our best.
Yes.
Your quirks and humor, oh, so divine.
Mm.
In laughter, our love continues to shine.
Yes.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Ben, you make my heart go woo-hoo. On this day of love and comic cheer, let's celebrate with a hearty cheer.
Yay.
You're the punchline to my every quip.
Uh-huh.
In our love, laughter takes a trip.
Yes.
So here's to you, my funny mate. Happy Valentine's. Let's celebrate.
Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, well done, ChatGPT.
Oh, again, this is ChatGPT coming up with Valentine's for both Kelly and myself.
Oh, boy.
Kelly, do we want to pause and go to the more awkward, or do we want to just rip the Band-Aid off?
Let's rip the Band-Aid off. Let's go ahead. We got the music playing. Let's just
okay.
Do it.
This next one, it was more a, hey, give us a more romantic Valentine.
Why, though?
To Kelly. My love, in the twilight's glow, A naughty whisper just for you I bestow.
HR is on the line.
In the language of passion so untamed, our desires ablaze like a wildfire unclaimed.
Oh, stop talking. This is...
Just wait. Your touch, a secret known to just us.
What?
In the shadows where inhibitions we discuss.
This is not going to help rumors, sir.
On Valentine's night.
No.
Let's unravel the heat.
We shouldn't. That's not good.
A dance of pleasure where our hearts beat.
Oh my gosh.
Lips.
What? Stop. Stop with the lips.
Lips entwined in a seductive kiss.
No.
Exploring realms of uncharted bliss.
Oh my gosh.
In the language of love, so sultry and sweet. Happy Valentine's, my dearest heartbeat.
Listen, HR, bring it in right now. Just shut it down. Shut it down.
Thank you, ChatGPT. That was not awkward at all.
Oh.
Kelly, do you feel the same? Do you have something for me?
I do. I got something for you. It's only fair.
It is only fair.
Ben, uh-huh. My love in the candle's glow.
Yes?
A naughty secret. Only we know.
Yeah.
In the language of passion.
Oh.
So sly.
Yes?
Our desires dancing, reaching sky high. Wait a second. Favorite Brad is texting in. The drive-thru guys at Chick-fil-A have questions.
Listen, let them understand.
Okay. Your touch.
Yes.
A temptation hard to resist. In the realm of pleasure where fantasies persist. On Valentine's night, let inhibitions flee.
Yes.
A symphony of passion, just you and me.
Oh, my.
Lips.
What, Kelly? Spit it out. Say it.
Locked in a steamy embrace, exploring a world of intimate grace. In the language of love, sultry and sweet. Happy Valentine's, my dearest heartbeat.
Oh, wow. Woo! Is it hot in here, Kelly?
Jim, the school bus driver's like, I knew it!
All right.
I knew it.
So what we're going to do, we're going to pause here real quick.
No. Oh, God.
I asked ChatGPT one more time.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just took the chains off.
Oh, my gosh. And Kelly from Crescent Hill is like, this is so uncomfortable.
So if you want to hear it get even more awkward.
Oh, how can it get more awkward than that?
I have let ChatGPT run wild with this next one. We thought it would be fun to see what AI could create when it came to Valentine's Day. So we had AI, ChatGPT, kind of write some love poems from Kelly to me and from me to Kelly. A couple of them humorous, one a little bit more intimate.
All downright awkward. HR online too.
And then I just let ChatGPT just kind of give us something.
Give us romance level quality material.
Yeah.
Just do what you're going to do.
So, without further ado, this is more a romantic poem to Kelly.
Oh, boy.
Courtesy of ChatGPT.
Let's apologize to your wife right now.
Kelly, my love.
Okay.
On this special night.
Oh, no!
In the soft glow.
Stop.
Let's set the mood right.
Let's not set any mood.
Your eyes.
No.
Like stars. Shimmer so bright. A dance of passion. In the moonlight.
That is not appropriate, sir.
Silken whispers. Secrets we share.
We don't share secrets.
Skin on skin.
What?
A flame in the air. Valentine's heat in every touch.
No!
Desire ignites.
No touchy-touchy.
Oh, It's just too much.
Oh my God. No.
Lips entwined in a fiery kiss.
No.
A symphony of pleasure.
No.
Pure bliss.
Stop it. Stop. Stop talking.
In the language of love, sultry and sweet, happy Valentine's, our rendezvous discreet.
Listen, someone is just tuning in right now.
they're like,
what's happening?
Oh.
Is Ben shooting his shot? That is,
we
that
knew
is not
it
what's happening.
All along.
Exactly.
We knew it.
That is not helping the rumors. We get questions every time we go read to kids at school. They're like, are you guys dating? Are you married? No.
This is
not going to help.
This is just ChatGPT shooting its shot. So, Kelly, is there a reciprocal one?
There is.
Yes. I'm ready.
Buckle up.
I'm ready.
Ben.
Yes.
My love.
Oh.
As the night unfolds, in the shadows where desire molds.
Oh.
Your presence, a spark in the dim-lit room.
Yes.
A dance of passion, our private cocoon.
Wow. Wow.
Silky whispers. Yes. Tracing every curve.
I have good curves.
In the language of lust, we both deserve.
We do. We deserve it, Kelly.
Valentine's heat, a sensuous flame. Bodies entwined. Never the same. Hang on. Oh. I can't really see through my fingers. Lips collide in a fervent kiss. A symphony of ecstasy.
Oh, God.
Pure bliss.
Yes, Kelly.
In the language of love, sultry and sweet, happy Valentine's Day, a rendezvous discreet. I cannot.
Woo!
I cannot.
Wow. Hang on. I need a drink.
Jim, the school bus driver, almost wrecked laughing so hard. It's gold. Uh-huh.
Well, it's about time, Kelly. We've only worked with each other for so many years.
I think that's inappropriate.
ChatGPT knew.
Just
needed the spark.
Anyway, you slice it.
All right.
Happy
Valentine's Day, Kelly.
I'm so sorry for everyone.
happy Valentine's Day. Sorry to my wife. Sorry to Kelly's husband. All that. It's 99.7 DJX. Listen, love is a miss, and Valentine's Day is a time for love connections.
That's right. If you had a little moment, you felt a spark, but you didn't get a name or number, or maybe it happened a while ago, how else do you reconnect? You do a little typey-typey, send it off to the internet, we find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Is Man for Woman titled Shopping for Love on Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day? Okay, probably a typo.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You were grocery shopping on Valentine's Day.
Not a typo.
Not a typo.
Okay. All right. Got it.
You have blonde hair. Mm. We're wearing a gray jacket and had earbuds in.
Oh.
You are the most beautiful woman I have ever seen in person.
It's a nice start.
We passed by each other a couple of times. You briefly smiled at me. I felt very intimidated. Then, I embarrassed myself by running my cart into the can display and knocking it over.
No! Oh, that's embarrassing. Oh, that's not what you wanted to do.
I wanted to run away, but
yeah.
You glanced over one more time before going to the checkout.
Uh-oh.
And I knew you were the one.
Got it.
To show you I'm serious, I wrote you a poem.
Oh, boy. Oh, I bet we're going to hear it.
As Spider-Man, I'd weave you a web. Lure you and catch you in it. So you couldn't just smile and walk away after talking less than a minute.
Oh, well.
You're my personal Wonder Woman. Be my heroine. My Valentine. Let me show you why you should choose me, and I'll buy you some delicious wine.
Okay, all right. Listen, Valentine would have rhymed better with wine. Okay, maybe you should just take the little card over to the card section and just look at all the Valentine's Day cards, and maybe that might give him a little clue he's been saying that wrong.
Anyway, I wanted to talk to you and would love to hear from you. It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Not sure that he's going to hear from her in time for Valentine's Day. This is a woman for man. Will we ever meet again, Prince Josh?
Oh, we have a name. Oh,
we have a name.
Okay.
We have a name. That's already ahead of the game, isn't it?
Yes.
Your name was Josh, I think. And I first met you many years ago. I don't know why you came to my mind lately and why I even decided to go out on a limb and reach out on Craigslist, where the crazies seem to be, LOL.
Right.
But I figured, why not, right?
Right.
I didn't hook up with you, and for some reason that intrigued you.
Oh. Yeah. Playing hard to get, all right.
Exactly. We had a Disney song competition, and it was magical.
Wait.
Bibbidi bobbidi booyah.
Okay.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
I only seen you 2 times.
Okay.
We were going to run away to Hollywood and make it big together, winky face.
No. Oh.
Just Prince Josh and his princess. If we ever meet again, right?
Right.
Happy Valentine's Day, Pookie. If you see this and think this is you, tell me what game we played and what happened during the game and what instrument you played.
What instrument you played?
Okay. Toot, toot, all aboard. Because I'm ready for my prince.
A horn?
Yep.
Did
maybe.
Did he play some sort of horn
some
or a flute?
Sort of horn, I'm guessing, from the toot toot. Not drums. Sure. Maybe a kazoo.
Tell me what
I don't
instrument
know.
You played.
But right. I really want to see the Disney song competition, though.
That's way random.
That sounds fun.
All right. So whether you're shopping for love at the grocery store or you are looking for your Prince Josh, toot toot, all aboard the love train.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day to
yes,
you.
Exactly. It can be one thing, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connection.
I love love.
Oh, love is a magical thing.
It's bibbidi bobbidi booyah.
Yeah. Every hour, we give you feel-good stories.
So this is a really good one. It starts with kind of a panic situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we go to Greenville, South Carolina. Melanie was just, you know, doing a routine stop at the local recycling center. She was separating plastics and paper and accidentally separated herself from white gold and diamonds.
So I had some paper and I was kind of trying to shove it in because it was full. After I didn't find it, in my head, I imagined that the Price is Right game, Plinko, and the ring just like plinking down to the bottom.
Mm. I was first thinking, I said, well, what can we do to get this ring? I said, I know if it was my wife, I'd have to get it. I got in the morning, I talked to the guys. I said, let's not dump the container. Let's dump it on the ground and search and see if we could find it.
At first, I didn't know it was a recycling can. I thought it was a garbage can because they told us we were going to look for a ring in a dumpster. And I was like, ah. I was just pushing stuff out the way and I just found it. It just, you know, one of the moments you just, you know, think you're not going to find it, and you find it.
Nice.
Yeah, that was Travis. He's the guy that found it after hours of searching. But yeah, I mean, he was being real about, oh, seriously, you're going to make me sift through all this trash? And they did. It's awesome. Can't believe they found it, too. It's a gorgeous ring. It's just a band with all diamonds.
Yeah.
And they, the Greenville, South Carolina Facebook page gave a shout-out to Travis and all the other staff members who pitched in and found the ring. And you should see all the trash dumped out all over the parking lot that they had to look through
for
hours. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, we've got the story on our website at WDJX.com.
99.7 EJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, being banned from anything, pretty hardcore. But this is another level. It's a setting the bar story, by the way.
An example of what not to do.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting yourself banned from seeing pandas ever again, you're doing okay.
Well, why can't you see pandas anymore?
Now, I would have to say this is in real life as opposed to just Googling a photo of a panda, right?
Okay.
But this happened in Beijing. Dude decided he was going to toss things at the panda. He was throwing objects into the panda enclosure. That is a no-no.
Okay, now we're starting to see the full picture.
Yep. And they're like, yeah, guess what, buddy? You are not allowed to see these pandas ever again because they're here for you to look at, not to throw things at.
Exactly. Yeah. You might think that you're trying to entertain them or throw them some snacks or something. That's not what we do. You let the zookeepers give them the snacks. We just look at them, wave, and say, you're cute.
Now, this is not really a zoo per se. It's more of a research base of giant panda breeding.
Oh.
And so they said, look, you're prohibited from entering the panda base for life. But maybe he was just trying to see what maybe panda breeding looked like.
Maybe he's just trying to set the mood.
Now, honestly, I already Googled panda mating to see if we could find that.
Oh, the internet's probably got lots of videos, right? A lawnmower.
A little bit. Come on.
Sweet little lawnmower.
Come on, old girl. Get started.
Oh, wow. Let me rev up your engine.
Let me rev up your engine. So that's probably the noises he was hearing or wanting to hear at least.
Yeah, look at my bamboo stick.
Oh, wow.
Because it's probably offering her a
yeah,
snack.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
It's
yeah,
a little appetizer.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story.
Yeah, I made it awkward, didn't
on
I?
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hopefully you have a great Valentine's Day today. Last night when I was headed to the store to pick up some roses for my wife, you know, so she could wake up this morning and have some fresh roses and stuff like that, I realized that I was no better than any of the other dozen guys that I saw doing the exact same thing, but... You know
me too. I was at Walgreens last night picking up a prescription. My husband was in the car waiting for me, and I'm going through and picking out all the things and just kind of put it in the back seat there. So
yeah, you know, regardless of whether or not you think it's a Hallmark card, an industry just created solely for the benefit of florists and chocolatiers and card companies.
They need their day too.
Yep.
They do.
It is a good day just to show the people that you love how much they mean to you. So, you know.
And if you don't want to put a lot of effort into it, ask ChatGPT to write something for you.
That's right. Which we did this morning. And if you want to see the video, we got that YouTube channel, Ben and Kelly Show. You can search for that. Click subscribe and you can see just how magical that moment was.
Soak in the awkward.
You say awkward, I say magical. There's a disconnect here, Kelly. It'll never work between you and me.
HR is still online, too.
All right, guys, have a great Valentine's Day. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up podcast, WDJX.com. Click listen. Anything else?
Watch for a little Valentine's Day edition of Wet Nose Wednesday, 12 o'clock at 99.7 DJX Facebook page.
All right.
If you're looking for a new furry family member.
Oh, love that. All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.